morning. I'm speaking on behalf of this young lady as a mother of children of two. I also have children, so I feel her in my heart. I would like to talk to you today as a mother of two children. My youngest is Dawood Abdullah. At 15 years old, he was charged, convicted, and treated as an adult. My child has grown up very quickly. He is now 18, but he acts 35. It didn't have to be this way for Dawood, and it doesn't have to be this way for other children in Georgia. The criminal justice system in this state doesn't respond to the needs of the community. It doesn't respond to the needs of parents or children. I think the story of my son shows this. My son Dawood is ADDHD and has Tourette syndrome. He was denied an education when the school system refused to respond to his special needs. Instead, he was kicked out of school. For years, we were begging for help. I voluntarily brought him to the juvenile justice system, hoping that he could get supervision and therapy he needed. Instead, I was told he couldn't get the help he needed because he hadn't done anything bad enough. My son spent time on the streets taking drugs and mixing with the wrong crowd. He needed long-term help. He needed help getting off illegal drugs. He needed medication and therapy to deal with his medical condition. He was willing to do work but was unable to get anything longer than 3 weeks stay in a medical facility. This was not enough time. Finally, my son did receive the attention from the state of Georgia. At 15, my son received a 10-year mandatory sentence. He made a terrible mistake, and I thank God no one was hurt. He accepted responsibility for his actions and even asked the judge for a 5-year sentence. He thought that would be enough time to get his life turned around. The same system that refused to help him when he most desperately needed it now tied the hands of the judge. She did not want to sentence him to 10 years, but because of mandatory minimum sentences like Senate Bill 441, he had no choice. She had no choice. Because the laws that refuse to recognize children as children, laws like SB 440, she had to sentence my son to 10 years. My son spent time at Lee Arundel Prison, known as Alto. He was beaten there and saw others get beaten. He tells me stories of people being hurt, even killed. But for the last 4 years, my son has done everything possible to improve himself. While in the juvenile system, through constant advocacy on his behalf, he was able to get the treatment he needed. Now, under the care of the Department of Corrections, he was told they do not treat ADHD or Tourette syndrome. He has learned to care for himself by controlling his diet. This did not have to happen. If the state of Georgia recognized our basic rights to education, this did not have to happen. If the state of Georgia recognized our basic right to equality health care, this did not have to happen. I would like the legislator, the governor, and lieutenant governor to know that the decisions to not recognize these rights have had a cost. I want them to know that people make mistakes, but they can come back to us. I also want to encourage the parents and other citizens of Georgia, don't let the system intimidate you. Don't be afraid to demand the rights that are ours. We are intimidated, then the system will just take those rights away from us. We should never back down. We will treat each other with respect, and we will stand up for ourselves. If enough of us will stand, we will win. Thank you.